I'm Diane Roberts. Worldwide, nearly 12 million people have been infected by the new coronavirus, while the U.S. crosses a milestone. More than 3 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the U.S. President Donald Trump is threatening to cut off funding to schools that do not open in the fall despite coronavirus concerns. It is not clear what specific federal aid the president is considering. On Twitter, he also criticized a federal health agency's guidelines for reopening schools as very tough and expensive. The head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention later said the guidelines were, quote, not requirements, end quote, and that the CDC would soon update its advice. The White House CEO dinner Wednesday evening with Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador and his delegation had some notable absences among corporate invitees, one because of a positive coronavirus test. The American Farm Bureau president tested positive for COVID-19 Wednesday morning and did not attend the dinner. This is the most prominent state-level social event hosted by the Trump administration since coronavirus lockdowns began in March. In a meeting between the two leaders of Mexico and the U.S. earlier in the afternoon, President Trump said people are surprised by how well the U.S. and Mexico get along.
The relationship between the United States and Mexico has never been closer than it is right now. And as the president said a little while ago, people were betting against that.
The focus of Wednesday's meeting was on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement among the two countries and Canada that went into effect just a few days ago. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau turned down an invitation to attend. President Trump said the Prime Minister will visit at the appropriate time. From Washington, this is VOA News. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned the Security Council Wednesday that the conflict in Libya has entered a new phase with, quote, unprecedented levels of foreign interference and mercenaries. Guterres told a high-level virtual meeting of the Security Council, quote, the United Nations will continue working with the parties to reach a ceasefire and resume a political process, end quote. Libya descended into chaos after the NATO-backed overthrow of leader Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. Since 2014, it has been split with an internationally recognized government controlling the capital, Tripoli, and the northwest, while military leader Khalifa Haftar in Benghazi rules the east. Haftar is supported by the United Arab Emirates, Egypt, and Russia, while the government is backed by Turkey. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N. said, quote, we continue to oppose all foreign military intervention in Libya, end quote. 20 civilians were killed early Wednesday in Ituri in the Democratic Republic of Congo's volatile northeast, where the International Criminal Court says crimes against humanity could have taken place. A local official blamed the pre-dawn massacre on the Cooperative for the Development of Congo, the CODECO, militia, which is active in the region and blamed for several deths. The national security aide who played a central role in President Trump's impeachment has announced his retirement from the Army. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman served on the former Vice President Joe Biden served on the National Security Council as an expert on Ukraine, but Trump ousted him from the post just 2 days after the president was acquitted by the Senate. Vindman had testified before the House impeachment panel that he didn't think it was proper for Trump to demand that a foreign government investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son's work for the energy company Burisma in Ukraine. In a statement, Vindman's lawyer accuses the president of running a campaign of bullying, intimidation, and retaliation, forcing Vindman to choose between adhering to the law or pleasing a president. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Wednesday, Facebook Incorporated suspended a network of social media accounts it said were used to spread divisive political messages online by employees of Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro and two of his sons. The company said despite efforts to disguise who was behind the activity, it had found links to the staff of two Brazilian lawmakers as well as the president and his sons, Congressman Eduardo Bolsonaro and Senator Flavio Bolsonaro. Facebook's head of cybersecurity policy said there was no evidence the politicians themselves had operated the accounts, adding, quote, what we can prove is that employees of those offices are engaged on our platforms in this type of behavior, end quote. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.